The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
All right, Farrell on the bench. We got another hour here to rock with you. And Arizona just got into the end zone, and it's a 3-point game again. Connor scores a second touchdown in this game. By the way, and I want to get into it more and more, but just keeping an eye on this late night game. The Warriors are up on the Grizzlies, 52-43. Minute left in the second. Curry's got 19. And Ja has only 5. He's 2 of 8 from the floor. He's not shooting the ball well. But as far as this football game goes, it really is turning into a great game. There's 10 minutes left, and you get the Connor 9-yard touchdown run, Prater the kick, 24-21 Packers. I mean, let's look at it here. Rodgers, only very minimal, but very effective, 142 yards, 2 touchdowns. And on the Cardinals side, Murray, 17 of 26, a buck 85, no touchdowns and a pick. He's been sacked twice. Like I said earlier, I never thought for 1 minute tonight he's had a good game. I think the Packers have messed with him all night long. He's under tremendous duress in the pocket. He's scrambling, running for his life. They're all over him. And I'm telling you, this team, even if they come back and win this game and stay undefeated, because they're 7-0, but if they lose, remember, now Green Bay will be 7-1. And then this weekend, if the Bucs beat the Saints, they're 7-1. And the bottom line is all these teams are catching up to the Cardinals for best record. And at the end of the day, if they lose this game, it's kind of the beginning of the end for them for best record, home field throughout, all that other nonsense. All they can play for, in my opinion, the rest of the way, is to win the NFC West and have a home game in the playoffs, because they're not going to have home field throughout. I just don't feel, at the end of the day, that they're going to have the best record in the NFL. But Rodgers just got hit, and he's very upset with the refs. He's screaming at the ref, giving the ref the business. He stiff-armed the defender. I don't think that's illegal. The guy jerked his jersey from behind and pulled him down to the ground. I don't know what he's calling for here. What does he want? I mean, there's no he was not grabbed by his neck, horse-collared. That was a jersey pull from behind. You can do that all day. Guys running the football, you can tear their jersey off to bring them down. There's no problem with that. It's second and 10 now for Rodgers. And again, he gets Jones in the flat. And Jones gets he's right at the first down. He's going to be about a half yard short. It'll be third and about a half a yard. I mean, Rodgers is so unstoppable. It's not even funny. I mean, he just does whatever he wants. I mean, it's just all night long. They can't stop him. He does literally every time he comes through. By the way, I don't think we've seen Tanyan back on the field. I could be wrong. I don't think I've seen him come back from that knee. When he went down, he was grabbing that left knee. It looked like he blew it out, but he couldn't have blown it out if he got up and walked off the field and went, you know, walking into the blue tent. There they get the first down and more. And they're out to the 46. The kid from Cincinnati, DeGuara, made the catch. Big tight end. I mean, they're going into the bag for some of these players tonight. The entire team's injured, and they got, all these guys. But the veteran Cobb had a big touchdown catch. I thought Dylan played really well for him. 8.5 minutes to go and rolling. And it's a 3-point Green Bay lead, and they got the ball again up near midfield. I'm telling you. I said this before, you can't stop him. So even if they come back, I never thought Green Bay was done scoring. I mean, he doesn't throw interceptions. He doesn't make mistakes. He just threw another first down, another 10-yard strike. And that kid that made that catch, second year out of Colorado, it's the first time he's ever played. It's the first time they've ever let the kid play. I mean, it's unbelievable. 24-21, their perfect season in jeopardy. They can't stop Aaron Rodgers. He's got two TDs in the game. They've run the ball down their throat. They're doing everything they want tonight in the Valley. It's Pharrell on a bench.
Listen to Sports Grid.
You can always go downtown.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Scour the sidewalks, find a penny, and pick it up. Or you can get the winning edge
right here.
And you won't get Tomey.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. So, Mafia, we talked to Raves the other day from the fan in Green Bay about Aaron Rodgers, and the discussion led to, I asked him, Flush, what are they going to do when this guy leaves after this season for everything that went down? And I still believe he's going to do them because they messed with him, and he handled it as well as anyone could handle it. And all I know is, and they're going in again. They just moved down the field like butter. I mean, they have literally humiliated Arizona on this drive. And Jones just had a gigantic run. And this game is over. Trust me, you. And they're going in again, just like I said they would 10 minutes ago. I told you, they're not done scoring. Believe me, you. But my question to you, Mafia, is, what is going to happen to the Green Bay Packers when this guy leaves? I mean, he is the most unbelievable rock star in the NFL. I know everybody loves to talk about Tom Brady. I get it. He's the greatest thing that ever happened to this earth. But Rodgers still has it, and he is a dangerous brother. I mean, this dude is nasty. And when he leaves there, if he leaves, which I think he will, because he's going to play this year out and have fun and wing it and go for it, and we'll see what happens. He goes to two straight NFC title games, loses. He goes back this year, maybe goes to the Super Bowl. Who knows? Because he's playing right now like no one can beat him. What do you think is going to happen to the Green Bay Packers with Jordan Love, other than they're going to hell?
Oh, they're going in the tank. And it's not just because of losing Aaron Rodgers, too. But don't forget, Devontae Adams deals up this year, too. And, they've said many, many times, it seems like every press conference they bring it up with him, seems like he's kind of hinting at, like, hey, if Aaron's here, I'm here. If not, I might look elsewhere because this guy's made me. So they can lose their top quarterback and their top receiver, and who knows what else is going on, you know, with that team when it comes down to things. Sure, they'll have a lot more money to sign some guys, but Jordan Love hasn't shown that he's the answer yet. Maybe he makes some strides and, you know, going into year three and he's a solid quarterback, but he didn't look that great in preseason and he got banged up pretty quickly. So if they don't have this guy, they are going to go into some dark years, and the Green Bay fans are not used to that. They went from, what, 20 years of, you know, Brett Favre to 20 years of Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, and did you see this call? I don't understand this call at all. They called pass interference here. I guess he had his hands on him, but I mean, honestly, you let that go and just play this out. First and goal from the three, and he throws a pass interference. Now it's first and goal from the one. This game's over. I mean, it was over when they were at the 10. It was over when they were at the 45. Their own 45. I told you when they got the ball back with 10 minutes left that they were not done scoring. And it was a three-point game, and I said, they are not done scoring. Green Bay went right down the field, and they are going in right now. Boom, touchdown, Jones. There you go. I mean, that is so obvious. They are so much more dangerous, if you ask me, than Arizona. I mean, the Green Bay Packers – I even said today they're going to beat him in a playoff game easily. Hands down, Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs against Aaron Murray or Tyler Murray, whatever his name is. He's going to beat him. He'll beat Kyler Murray in the playoffs automatic. He can beat anybody. I think he'll beat anybody. And I mean, I know everyone's on Tom Brady. I think that Rodgers can beat him too. I think this Green Bay team's better than that Tampa Bay team. I mean, they played tonight with an entire patchwork team mafia, and they still kicked ass and took names on the road in Arizona. I mean, they mean business.
On the short week, too. You know, they only had 3 days to prepare this. I mean, the big thing with Aaron Rodgers and, you know, that we've seen with LaFleur, too, I think the key word is adaptability. I mean, if I told you that Aaron Rodgers is going to have a game where he only throws for 184 yards, are you going to expect them to have 31 points? Are you going to expect them to win on the road on a short week? No. You're going to figure they got blown out because he didn't really do anything. And a lot of these yards were just, you know, last minute, you know, comeback, garbage time, trying to make it up by bombing the ball in the second half. No, they've run the ball like crazy. And this is a guy who's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, one of the best quarterbacks, you know, we've seen of this generation. And obviously has no problem running the ball with, you know, A.J. Dillon, a second-year unproven guy, and his man Aaron Jones, and letting them carry the load because that's what they did tonight.
I thought Dillon had a huge game, 78 yards, and then Jones now 59 yards and the touchdown. I think they're going to call him down. His butt was down on the half yard line. I think they're going to call him down. No touchdown. It's not going to matter. It's still third and goal, and in two plays, you can guarantee they're going in. I mean, you cannot stop this guy. Rodgers on two downs. You can't stop him. If they go for anything on third and fourth down ever that's under 2 yards, it's just automatic. He can throw it, run it, do whatever he wants. When is the last time you saw the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers stopped from getting a yard? I mean, it's like the easiest thing ever. It's like making microwave popcorn for him. I mean, honestly, press a button, doink. That's it. He does whatever he wants. It is truly amazing to me watching him. He is a sick mother forever. I'll tell you that much. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm not a fan of the Packers. I never have been. I never will be. But I respect him as a player so much. Like, he's so great that that's just all there is to it. And I'm not a big fan of his or anything like that, but I'm a big respectful football fan. I mean, I understand his greatness, and I have to absorb it and admit it and just own it, and that's it. There's nothing else to say. I've always told you, Mafia, through the years you've been with me, that I respect talent at all levels on all sports. It doesn't matter what team. Now, they stopped him on second and goal. There's no way they stop him two more times. They just stopped him. That was first down on the Jones when his butt was down. Now they gave him the ball again. They stop him again. I will bet my life they can't stop him on third and fourth down. So I just think you know, in every sport. Like, I'm not an Oiler fan, but I respect Connor McDavid. I'm not a Ranger fan, but I respect Panarin. I like Kreider. I always respected King Lundqvist. There's teams I hate. You know, I hate the Islanders, but I respect Barzal. I respect Trotz. I respect people that are good at their job. It's that simple. There's people I can't stand, even in our business, over the years that you know of, but I still respect them. I still know they're good at what they do. You never heard me say that the people I don't like personally, that I thought they sucked at their job. You've never heard me say that, Mafia. I always said, I think the guy's a D. I think the other guy's a D, but I think they're great at what they do. You've heard me say that a million times.
Yeah, I have, about people that you absolutely cannot stand. So you are always one to give out their respect, you know, even if you don't like someone. If they have, you know, the ratings, if they have the proven track record, you're going to respect them for what they've done, even if you want to punch them in the face.
It's true. I mean, even basketball players that I play against, there's a million guys that I hate and loathe and want to punch in the face and break their nose, but I respect them that they're good players. Rodgers to the goal line, I don't believe he got in either. He scrambled and ran and got to the 1 foot line. I still believe they will score on fourth down. Mafia, are you going to bet on the Packers to score on fourth down or get stopped again? Rodgers ran that. That was a dangerous run, and he got lit up by four players at the goal line, but he did not get in.
Do you think it's guaranteed they go for it on fourth? Do you think they take the points and force the touchdown issue with the Cardinals?
Well, they're up 24-21, right?
Yeah, field goal makes it six if they have to score a touchdown.
They go for it. You gotta go for it here, and then if they stop them, then Arizona has to go 99 and a half yards to win the game. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
So Mafia is coming over after the show tonight to kill me because I said, I'll bet my life that they score from the 1 foot line on three tries. And they didn't. Rodgers got the fourth down pass blocked, trying to throw the ball. He got it knocked down and Arizona took it over first down. They almost got a safety. Their guy's knee missed touching the ground by a half an inch. And then on second down, he overthrew the receiver who fell down. Third down, he threw to Green to the 25, complete. The next play, bombed at a 50 to Kirk. They're in business at midfield, even further than that. And they're showing Prater on the sideline. And I am the furthest thing from thinking about tying this game with a field goal. Mafia, you've got to win the game. There's 2 minutes left. Go for it here. You go for the win. Do you not try to win this game right now the way he just moved down the field in two passes? Come on.
Oh, you definitely try to win it, especially with Aaron Rodgers on the other side. He may have just gotten stopped on that fourth down, but especially in Arizona, he has a lot of plays that has burned them in the past, so you don't take the chance of having to give the ball back to him at some point, but they're also not going to go crazy and, you know, try to just throw everything and trust this kid to just do whatever. As great as he's been so far this year, they're going to try, but they're still going to be cautious about it too.
He's throwing the ball. He just threw to Moore, and they got another 12 yards. They're at the 38, and a minute 25 left. They're taking forever to snap the ball. I don't know why you don't just go try to win the game. Out of bounds will stop the clock. A minute 21 left, and he completes another pass.
Although that's not what you want to do. You don't want the clock to stop when you're trying to keep it away from Aaron Rodgers.
Fair enough, but I think they're trying to move down and score and not kick a field goal. Kick a field goal, you go to overtime, you could lose the toss. Rodgers could go 80 yards and score a touchdown, game over. I think he could try to win the game here. Throw the ball, be smart, go for it, and try to win the game. He fumbles the snap. Oh, my God, the rookie center who's filling in Harlow. He just snapped the ball over Murray's head. Oh, the humanity of it all. He had a big holding penalty in the first half, too. He's had a disastrous game. He just snapped the ball over Murray's head, and they lost 10 yards. Nice snap, you moron. Oh, my God. That's a game killer right there. You got to be kidding me, dude. Oh, they give him five. I wouldn't give him any five. I'd give him a knuckle sandwich right in the face. You got to be kidding me. That's a huge mistake right there. So anyway, you got to admit, this is a crazy game. And they got the ball. I can't believe they stopped them and got the ball back at the half-yard line. They got to go 99 and a half yards. Warriors have 59-52 on the Grizzlies right now. And then I just wanted to let you know, in terms of college football tonight, Coastal won, didn't cover. East Carolina won, did cover. Here's Murray now. They lost 10 on the bad snap. He's under pressure. Throws a strike, and they got yards here. They got yards here. They got yards here. All the way, another first down at the 17 with a minute left. What a play to Edmonds. Your boy, Kyler Murray, under pressure, got rid of it, and they came up big. Now you're at the 17, Mafia, with a minute left. You go win the game.
Absolutely. You got to keep it going. Keep doing these little passes, that doing little screens, little, you know, 5-yard flats, and let the guy try to make some with space in front of him with Edmonds and with Moore. You got to keep doing plays like that. That's what's got you here.
Never let Rodgers touch that ball again unless you like dying. Dying ain't much of a living, boy. So anyway, you have to admit one thing as well, is the primetime games this year in the NFL have been sickening. I mean, just absolutely sickening. The best games of the NFL season, hands down, have been primetime games. Every game. Even that crappy Colts-Niner game, which was a disaster, that was a great game down to the bitter end. The Pittman jump ball catch to win it. And then even that Saints game against the Seahawks was a crappy game. It was terrible in the rain in Seattle. Boring, terrible, horrible football, but still another close game. Now Murray running down to the 8-yard line with another big gain. Murray's got 275. I think the total was 275 and a half, wasn't it? His over-under today on Coast to Coast?
Yeah, I think that's about where it was.
Are you kidding me? Where is this guy? He's close to... He's at the 9-yard line of Green Bay with 44 seconds left, 2nd and 1. I mean, make a play, bro. They're all blitzing. Murray's going to run it. He didn't get the first down. I think he was down. He's short.
Yeah, they got him from behind, I think.
He's short. It's third. Oh, they just gave him the first down. What a crappy spot. Did you just see that? He was short, and then they moved the ball into a first down. That was such a terrible spot. They spotted him short, and then they gave him the first down. Here's Edmonds, down to the 4. But there's no
James
time.
Connor. Keep James Conner on the sidelines.
They call time. There's 14 seconds left. They've got time for 2 plays, and they both got to be passes.
Right, because now there's no timeouts either. They had to burn one early.
No timeouts. They got to pass it to get it in. There's no way they can run it. I mean, I guess unless Murray runs it in, unless they're guaranteed to run it in. I don't think they'll run it in from 5 yards against Green Bay. Do you think they're going to run the ball?
No, this sounds like Ertz time to me.
Yeah, and he's limping. Kyler Murray's limping. Something happened to him. He's hurt. He got hurt when he went down short of that first down, and they gave him the first down anyway. That was a crappy call, crappy spot. He was short. His knees were both down. Here you go. Bad snap. Throws it. Picked off.
What are you doing?
Can you believe he just threw that?
The receiver never even turned around.
Can you believe he just threw a pick on that play? Can you even believe it?
I mean, if the communication was right, the guy just turns. He's great, but he wasn't looking.
The receiver never looked at the ball. He never looked at the pass. It just, he passed it right to the defender. He never looked. That guy, it was green. He never looked.
He looked like he was blocking for a running play.
That is the worst miscommunication. He never looked. That's game over. Green Bay wins. I mean, that is just unbelievable. Wow, did you see
what
that?
What a horrible way to get your first loss.
Oh, my
God. All the way down there and lose because the receiver doesn't even know the play.
Oh, my God. I mean, that is just horrendous. That was green, right?
That was green, and he looked like he was blocking. He was not looking or have any clue. You see, after he had no clue the ball was coming there. He's just looking around like, wait, what the hell? What's going on? He had no idea that was a pass play.
None. And Douglas picks it off, game over. And my Kyler Murray's hurt. He's limping off the field. Three turnovers tonight for Arizona. And the game-ending pick at the five-yard line with 14 seconds left in the game. What a way to lose. Oh, my God. Green Bay's 7-1. So is Arizona. Put it in the books. Game over. Aaron Rodgers does it again. Steals a win in the Valley against previously undefeated Arizona. And that will, in my view, ruin the Cardinals' season in terms of home field throughout, everything else. That's all going to go down the drain now. Plus, he got hurt. He's hurt. He's limping. Something's wrong with Kyler Murray, that's for sure. Packers win it 24-21. What an unbelievable, what a disastrous ending for them. They blow it. They go 95 yards. 95 yards. They get to the five. And then he throws that pick, and he's limping off the field. The guy can barely walk. And he threw two picks in the game, three turnovers in the game, and they just lost. Just a disastrous train wreck loss with that pick. I mean, you have got to be kidding me. I mean, that is just crazy. I got to see this.
I think that flip-flops from the standings now, too. Doesn't Green Bay become first? They become third?
You mean in terms of in the NFC?
In the conference, yeah. I mean, there's a long season to go still. But with that seven-game win streak now Green Bay has, now they have the tiebreaker over them, so.
Wow, that's a great bet my guy just made. He won 16 large. On the Packers winning that game on the money line. What a unbelievable way to lose. I just can't even believe what I just saw, that they blew the game that way. What, you know what that reminded me of? That reminded me of the Patriots picking off that pass on Wilson in the Super Bowl. Right? I mean, that's bottom line what that was. To get down to the 2-yard line and screw that up with an interception by Butler. That's what that was tonight, Douglas picking off that pass on that crappy play by Murray.
May or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever panicked at realizing you've lost your lucky troll doll, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
I saw my guy Stray call it Packers by 3 before the game on Fox, right? He hit it on the head. Rodgers, 184, a couple touchdowns. Rasul Douglas picks off Murray in the corner of the end zone. Murray gets picked. Murray gets hurt. Murray blows the game for him with that pass. Green didn't know it was coming to him at all. They were not on the same page. That's obvious. And, I mean, I think the fans are going to blame Green because he looked like he had no clue what was going on there. Some people said that he was under severe duress in the pocket and he had to get rid of the ball. But that Green didn't know that play was coming to him at all. That was obvious. He never even looked. I mean, Douglas was like, oh, you're going to throw it to me? All right, thanks. Game over. Bye. We're out of here. And Green Bay wins it 24-21. That was a crazy game. And I think it has a huge impact on the NFC. And I think it has a huge impact on the playoff positioning, home field, everything. And I think it has a huge impact on Murray because he got hurt on that tackle when he ran the ball on second down. And they gave him the first down. But he went down hard and he got up and he was injured. He's got something wrong with his leg, knee, ankle, something. He's injured. He's limping. That's obvious. You saw him walking off the field. He was limping bad. So, I mean, just injury to insult. I mean, they had all kinds of problems there at the end of the game. What a crazy game that they stopped them on four plays at the other end. I mean, just absolutely crazy. And Rodgers gets the ball batted down on fourth down. And then Arizona gets the ball and has to go 99 and a half yards. And they do. They go down all the way to the 4 yard line. And then with 14 seconds left, he throws the pick and it's game over. It did remind me of the Seahawks Patriots Super Bowl and Butler's pick in the end zone at the goal line. Same kind of play. Except this was more of a out route to the, you know, corner of the end zone. I mean, it's just crazy. The Packers always seem to find a way. Aaron Rodgers always wins. That's all there is to it. We knew all week on the shows that we do, Coast to Coast and Pharrell and Bench, you can't give Aaron Rodgers 6.5 points. That's insanity. I guarantee you he's laughing at everybody because he knows you can't give him that kind of wood. He knows what the gambling world's about. He knows. He does McAfee's show. He knows everything that goes on. The betting, the spreads, he knows everything. They all do. They just pretend like they don't care, and they're lying. They know what everybody's about in the NFL. They know everybody's about betting. They know everybody's about who wins, who covers. They know it. They live it every day. They just play like they don't care. All that matters to them is the win. Sure. I mean, that is crazy. I see Aaron Andrews giving Aaron Rodgers a low five after she interviews him. She gives him five. Like, she's in on it with the players. She's, like, giving them high fives and stuff. She's like their boy or something. What's up with that? I mean, I'm cool with being friends with athletes and everything like that, but that seemed a little weird to me. Just interview him and be done with it. Don't be low-fiving him like you're rooting for him or something. I just I thought Arizona played bad all night. I really did. The turnovers, I thought Green Bay moved the ball whenever they wanted. I am shocked because with 10 minutes left in the game and they had that lead, I thought they'd score again for sure. They get stopped at the half-yard line. That to me, was the most amazing thing. And then I can't even fathom what happened after that, that Murray throws the ball all over the field, and they go 95 yards and get down to the four. I can't even believe what I just saw. The games in primetime, as I said earlier, have just been phenomenal. It's like every Thursday and Monday night, it's just a great game. Sunday nights, great game. All the primetime games have been unbelievable. Unbelievable. That was another one. That right there might have been the game of the year. Do you think that was the game of the year, Mafia, the best game in the NFL? I mean, it was ugly, but it was a crazy, wild, just insane ending.
Yeah, it was an awesome game, but I think with the way that it was kind of so sluggish in the first half, started to come alive a little bit in the second half. I wouldn't put it as the best game. I think that I was hoping the Packers game against the Bengals a little bit better, even though you had all those missed field goals, you know, in overtime and at the regulation. I think maybe that the Ravens and Vegas in week one Monday night would have been a little bit better. Or maybe the Ravens come back against the Colts on the other Monday night game was a little bit better. But this is definitely one of the, you know, they're up there. They're all kind of you know, 1A, 1B, 1C. But I think that there are others that were a little bit better because it was good throughout.
I'm telling you, like, all I'm seeing is Cardinals lose first game of the season. I'm telling you, they lost way more than that. They lost, their quarterback got injured. They lose their first game. They're not going to be the number one seed in the NFC. At the end of the day, they'll lose again. They're not having home field throughout. That's done. I don't think that's happening either. Only undefeated team left in the NFL. That's done. Everything, like the damage plan, Metallica style, off of this game, I think is a river runs through it. I mean, it is absolutely a bloodletting. There's all kinds of problems that come out of this game. And let alone when you see the injury report. And they had lost three in a row to Arizona. Green Bay, that ends too. And bottom line is, once again, at the end of the day, it's Aaron Rodgers getting involved. Aaron Rodgers getting it done. It's always Aaron Rodgers, isn't it? It at some level, everything in the NFL, frankly, to me, comes down to Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Does it not? Does it not, Mafia, come down to those two? I mean, honestly, you talk about all these guys, Lamar Jackson, Herbert, Mahomes. I mean, you know, you go on and on all day long about all these guys. It just not Dak. They talk about Dak like he's God. But at the end of the day, it's Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Is it not? I mean, honestly.
Yeah, those are obviously the top two still. I mean, even Mahomes is a guy who's up in that echelon, but this year he's not. So right now it is. And the two oldest guys under center right now are the ones that are still shining the most. I mean, Tom Brady's team has had their struggles, and they have the, you know, their injury problems too. But Aaron Rodgers was the MVP last year, and you look at it this year right now, probably still the MVP.
Wow, it's just crazy. I was looking at some of these games tonight, at the very least in the NHL. Big win for the Avs in St. Louis. I thought the Blues would get it done. Compher scores twice. JT Compher for the Avs. The Canes shut out the Bruins. I hit that game. 3-0 Canes. They're a dangerous hockey team for sure. I know the Panthers are unbeaten and everybody's all excited about them. But remember this. Niederreiter had a goal. D'Angelo had a goal. Anderson, 33 saves for the Canes. Lightning win 5-1 over Arizona. My point is the Canes are really good. The Panthers are really good. Panthers are undefeated, but Joel Quenneville's out. He resigned tonight. He's done. So they just lost their coach. Killorn scores 2 for Tampa in that win. The Flames beat up the Penguins 4-0. Hit that game. Markstrom and the Flames put a huge end to their lengthy 5-game road trip. They get it all going. Johnny Hockey Goudreau, a goal and an assist. Blake Coleman, a goal, 4-0 over the Penguins. They kicked their ass in Pittsburgh. I hit that bet as well. So I hit 3 of those 4 bets. Right now I'm stunned. The Canadians are leading in San Jose 2-0 in the second, 9:50 left. The Kings are leading the Jets in L.A., 8 minutes left in the second, 2-1. The Kraken in Seattle leading 2-1 after 2 periods against the Wild. I'm surprised about that. The Sabres are up 3-2 on the Ducks after 2 on the Pond in Anaheim. The Sabres have been a huge surprise. And the Flyers, after 2 periods, lead in Vancouver 2-1. And that's after playing that Wild game last night where they went at it and beat the Oilers 5-3 in Edmonton. That was crazy. They turn around tonight and they're kicking ass again and winning. So the Flyers are surprising me, to say the least. And then a great game going on in San Francisco right now at Chase. Warriors 81-78, 10.5 minutes left in the game. And then things have turned around. Ja Morant with 25 now, 5 boards, 4 dimes. And then Curry's got 36 and 7 threes for the Warriors, who seldom come out to play. 81-78 Warriors over Ja Morant. I got to tell you, I love Ja Morant. He's exciting. Remember, he was having a crappy first half. I told you he had 5 points. And I said, that won't last. He's 9 of 17 now. He's terrible from 3, 1 of 5. But he's gotten back in this game and scored 25 points to lead them, the Grizzlies, on the road. And the Grizzlies have been on this lengthy West Coast swing. They lost and got ripped by the Blazers last night, lost to the Lakers on Sunday, beat the Clippers Saturday night. And that was the first, so what is it, 4 games out west. Now they go home for Saturday night, night before for Halloween. They play the Heat in Memphis. So that should be good. And I love watching this guy ball. We already told you earlier that the Knicks somehow held on. They didn't score for the last 3 minutes in the game, but they held on and beat the Bulls 104-103, and they're a bunch of freaks. I'm telling you, they're playing great ball. They're 4-1. Walker has a big game for the Knicks. He had 21. Barrett had 20. Randall only 13. He shot 3 of 11. He was terrible. On the other side, Zach LaVine had 25. Vucevic, 22. Vuce had a big game, 3 threes. DeRozan had 20, but a terrible last shot by DeRozan cost him. Sixers win by 8. I had the Pistons and 10.5. The double cover. I took the Wizards. I told Mafia last night, give me the Wizards. They both got to travel back home. They played the night before. They got to travel home from Boston to D.C., and the Wizards and the Hawks had to go from New Orleans to D.C., still play on the road. Wizards were at home. I said, give me the Wizards to win outright. They did, and they were getting points, believe it or not, getting 2 or something. I gave you the Jazz tonight over the Rockets, blew them out. I was laying 9, cover, 122-91. And I gave you the Spurs tonight and 7. They lost 104-99. I had the Mavs to win, Spurs to cover. I hit everything in the NBA tonight, basically, for you on a bench.
My buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
Oh, yeah, baby. I need the Grizzlies to lose, but to cover that 5.5, they're down 2 with 7 minutes left, 86-84 at Chase in the city. Bada ba in the way, yay. Ja with 25 still, and Curry 36 still. Great game going on late night. I'm stunned they didn't have that on TV. Swing and a miss there. Don't forget, tomorrow night, game 3 of the World Series in Hot Town, where the Braves are 10-0 in the playoffs in their stadium in Atlanta. We'll see what happens. Tomorrow night, series tied at 1. A gigantic night for the Packers and their fans as they steal one in Arizona after Kyler Murray drives 95 yards down 3 with 3 minutes to go and gets down to the 5-yard line of the Packers. And on second down with 14 seconds left, he throws to Green in the corner. Problem was, Green had no idea the play was to him at all. He looked like he was trying to block, had no clue the ball was coming to him, never looked. Rasul Douglas, with one hand, picked it off, waved at a crowd, bye-bye, so long undefeated season. Kyler Murray was hurt on the play. Undefeated season over, best record over, top seed in the NFC right now over, no longer the top team in the NFC, that's over as well. Aaron Rodgers is a badass, gets it done. Never give that guy six and a half. You're kidding, right? I'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern on Coast to Coast on Sports Grid TV. Good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.